content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. Come on, girls and boys. Let's go higher. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, Dewan Bennett, and Jill Lane. Hey, everyone.
Howdy.
How we doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. There's so much I want to talk about, but I'm feeling a little lazy, like I don't want to talk.
It's the weather, right? Know? If you look going outside, it's all gloomy. It looks like it's going to storm or something. So it's making people...
This is rough.
I'm definitely affected by sunlight, and everyone is.
Yes. I don't get people who say that they're not.
They're just...
Their vitamin D must be like really high.
I mean, I don't know how you could say
really
that.
There's so much
they were raised in Alaska.
Well, there's so much science out there to prove it, you know? In fact, I've got so much stuff here I want to talk about. I got the latest issue of Nature magazine and, oh my goodness. Okay, where do I start?
I love that magazine.
I do too. I do. I've found a couple of things in here, though, that I'm like, not so quick, you know?
Let's talk about them.
I'm educated, so as well. I might not be a scientist, but I'm definitely, I know a lot. I know a lot about a lot of different things. But anyway, it says protect our right to light. The struggle for light is how the Swiss architect, Le Bleu,
that guy. Got it.
Describe the history of architecture in 1935. Today, with the skies crowded out by buildings in modern cities, those words should ring in the ears of policymakers and planners. I did not know this. This is going to shock you guys. Or maybe it won't. It did me. Skyscraper construction is booming. China is the leader. Last year, completing 88 of the 143 buildings around the world that are taller than 200 meters. Okay. And it says, as the nation's urban population swell by 2025, it will need to build 10 cities the size of New York or 5 million buildings to house people migrating from the countryside. And most of the buildings will be tightly packed towers of flats. These vertical cities will look a lot like Hong Kong, one of the world's densest urban areas, which has 26,000 people packed into each square kilometer. I don't know about you, but that makes me claustrophobic just reading it.
I know, and I would think that people are going the opposite direction. I just feel like people are desiring more space.
They are.
Getting out of the hustle and bustle. Maybe that's just me and like the circle of people that I run in that want the opposite of that. So I find that interesting.
But if you look around in our city, you see a lot of the new builds of gentrification in certain areas that people are starting to want to come back into the city because they want to be closer to the resources. They want to be closer to the airports and things of that nature. And they want to be able to walk to the dog parks and grocery stores. So you're seeing a lot of that.
Well, this is crazy. I mean, when you think about that, 10 cities the size of New York or 5 million buildings, I'm thinking of all the resources it takes to build all of those buildings. And then it goes on to talk about, that's what made me think of it, it goes on to talk about the light, but it says, beyond Asia, even historic European cities such as Frankfurt and Amsterdam, which I've been to both, are lovely, and London as well, are now embracing skyscrapers. London's skyline is set to be transformed by 510 tall structures over the next decade.
510.
510. Like, where the heck are they going to put them?
Wow.
That's a lot of big
buildings.
That's
a staggering number.
Right? And then it talks about Middle Eastern cities such as Dubai and Doha are competing to erect over more showy palaces in the air. But dense vertical development comes at a huge price. Placing tall buildings close together slashes levels of natural light in and around them. And in Asia and Australia, solar ultraviolet radiation can be reduced by up to even 90% in shaded, they call them urban canyons. Evidence is emerging of the widespread health effects of chronic low exposure to natural light, from vitamin D deficiency to short-sightedness, and dense dark cities will be energy hungry and unsustainable. Pretty scary, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that is. I've seen something maybe 2 years ago on a documentary about China how they have a lot of what they call like ghost towns or ghost cities, where they have these cities with infrastructure, skyscrapers, buildings, and they're not populated. Right? They're not populated. So they're just building a lot of stuff, but no one's kind of occupying.
I mean, in London, 510 just seems think like something that. That's not even realistic. I'm to your point, Juan, I'm like, where are the people coming from that occupy that many buildings? Like there can't be that many new people moving to that city or wanting to move from the, you know, farms or whatever it said, urban, you know, move into that from, you know, out in, you know, the pasture lands or whatever. Like that doesn't, it's just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem like an accurate prediction.
Yeah. Diamond, what do you think when we're talking about this stuff? And Avi, what do you guys think?
Well, empty buildings sound terrifying to me. This picture like zombies.
I know, right? Yeah, it does.
I saw a post on Facebook and it was about a book called Asphalt Nation. And basically,
I have it.
Yeah. Basically, it showed like it was an image of all of the space that we can't use because it's paved by roads that we drive on.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I don't know if that magazine, because it's called Nature, goes into this, but there should be some sort of a compensatory build. Like if you're going to put X amount of buildings in a certain area, there has to be this much grass and parkland. Yes. There has to be trees and beehives on the top of the buildings. There has to be X, you know, solar panels. And just if we're going to put that stuff up, then there should be some compensatory health earth benefit to combat potentially what that sort of building or the density of the buildings together creates.
Well, this is an interesting article. It really is. It talks about alarming health consequences are emerging. For example, a global rise in short-sightedness, which is myopia since the 1960s, has been linked to low exposure to daylight. And today, around 70% to 80% of young adults living in Eastern Asian countries such as Taiwan, Japan, Hong Kong, and Singapore are short-sighted. And by contrast, in the 1950s, China, only 10 to 20% of the population was affected. And it just goes on and on. But it's case in point, what you brought up, it says that the problem of stolen light is not new. The United Kingdom and Japan have long had planning laws that enshrine the right to light. And in the United States, San Francisco and California protects the illumination of its parks and plazas with a sunlight ordinance. And also in Switzerland, Zurich restricts the length of time a high-rise addition to residential areas can cast shadows on a surface, limiting it to less than 2 hours a day during winter. And last month, Germany became the first country to adopt the new European standard on daylight in buildings. It's the EN 10737. And so interesting. But it says this, too, that daylight is vital for our physical health and mental well-being. Natural light derives basic biological processes from circadian rhythms to sleep and mood. Most artificial lighting disturbs those processes. And the blue-rich white light from LEDs might even be harmful, especially at night. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, including me, I'm like, I'm switching over to LED because it saves energy. Right. You don't have to change the bulbs as much and just all kinds of things. So, oh my gosh, all this stuff to consider.
This goes into kind of a discussion that I actually had with my wife last night about something that I tend to do is there's days where I can be sitting in my office 8 hours straight if I have clients back to back. But anytime I have a break in there, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, I'll go out to the parking lot and just get some sunlight, right? Because it's so important. It's a sense of energy. It's like it makes me feel like I just recovered from a nap or something. Like now I have a new burst. How important it is sometimes to get that sense of energy, that sense of sunlight to kind of remotivate you, give you a sense of drive in what it does to you chemically as well to your brain.
One of the best things you can do in the morning before you do anything else is to go outside and expose your eyes to sunlight. And better yet, put your, I mean, don't stare right at the sun. That's not what we're saying, you know.
No, but
you know, go out and because it triggers actually your natural production of some of the neurotransmitters we'll be talking about in my segment today, so that actually even later in the day you have proper levels of melatonin. And all that blue light, we know the exposure to that in our offices and on our digital devices actually reduces melatonin levels. So it gives into sleep disturbance and all the things that can bring on cravings. But get out into your yard or somewhere with your bare feet, do some earthing, get that natural light at the beginning of the day into your eyeballs, and then take as many breaks from your desk to go outside and do that throughout the day. Those little things make a difference. It sounds so hippie-ish, but we actually have science to show that.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, I was pulling weeds yesterday morning. I was around my pool. and killing fire ants. And
I love pulling weeds.
I do love pulling weeds. And it was in the morning light when it was just the orange and the sun hadn't come up yet. And it's just awesome. An incredible feeling. And, you know, those things are important. Like you said, you know, I don't hippie-ish, if that's even a word. But, you know, it's called nature is what it's called, you know. Yes. And we're all born from nature. So I don't know. I hate all of it. And I think about how fast we're moving to, like, the 4G. And now they want to introduce the 5G.
5G is here.
Yeah, I know.
Disrupting people's health as we speak.
And how people, you know, we were talking about this before we went live about children and their cell phones and how it changes their lives. We'll talk about that more in the next, maybe in your segment, too. Maybe touch on it a little bit. But I wanted to put something happy out there, too. So we were at EarthX over the weekend and saw so many beautiful, wonderful things. And I just want to talk about this for a second. There is a farmer's assisted returning military urban park here in Dallas. The urban park, a 2-acre, listen to this, it's such a brilliant idea. So the farm urban park, a 2-acre urban farm, which, within Dallas's farmer's market district will provide a beautiful and refreshing green space for visitors to enjoy while benefiting from educational farming activities. This exciting initiative will not only educate the local Dallas community about sustainable food systems, but it will also be a conduit for veterans transitioning to civilian life. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that's pretty neat.
And it talks about that farm, which stands for Farmers Assisting Returning Military, Urban Park seeks to foster a sense of purpose in the lives of veterans by leveraging their leadership and team building skills to make a difference in their communities. They will conduct classes and tutorials to the public on the various aspects of farming, preparing them to move onto their next missions, careers, and agriculture. And so, and then there's an Honor Brick Road. And so you can honor and commemorate your loved ones by making them a permanent mark of the farm. Urban Park, purchase a personalized engraved brick paved to be placed in the main walkway or integrated into special areas throughout the park. All proceeds go to farm programs to help veterans heal through agricultural therapy. You can visit them at farmvet.org. Isn't that nice?
It's amazing. I mean, it just goes back to what we were saying before. You're in the sun.
Exactly.
You're in contact with nature, like physically touching it, whether it's your feet or your hands. There's healing benefits from that.
Yeah. I love it. I love all of it. What a great opening. And I love having you guys in studio. Stay tuned. We have a fantastic show coming up. DeJuan Bennett is going to be speaking about how to influence a healthy lifestyle on our children. And Jill Lane, Food Cravings 101. Where's that pizza? That's my biggest craving. I cannot conquer it. I'm not sure I even want to. I love my pizza so much. But listen up, because you want to know what your food cravings are trying to tell you about your health. Trying to tell me I'm Italian. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system. Available at honesthemp.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Jill Lane, and DeJuan Bennett. Before we get started, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, and honest. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. I love my hemp spray. I take it almost every single day, a couple of, or sometimes a little dropper full while I'm at home. I don't carry that with me, but it's great. It really is. For those of you that have maybe never used hemp oil or CBD oil, it really, you'll feel a difference. You will. You should check it out and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And of course, Paleo Magazine. Don't miss a single issue, because in this upcoming issue is caramelized banana coconut popsicles.
They look really good.
We're going to put them in our newsletter too. But Paleo Magazine really does have some great recipes that and some great good. Articles.
Sounds amazing.
It does sound good, doesn't it? Yeah. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal. What a great journal it is. And it's always heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Check it out online at wellbeingjournal.com. And of course, Nature's Plate. I've got my breakfast right here. I brought the tub just to show you guys. So I got apple cinnamon oatmeal. And it's ready to go. Because, I mean, time is what we're talking about here. And then, you know, it's organic. Most of their stuff is non-GMO. But so the apple cinnamon oatmeal has oats, cashews, walnuts, chia seeds, maple syrup, vanilla, spice, salt, and it's organic. And so, I mean, it was so delicious. I know I love my oatmeal. Do you like oatmeal?
Yeah, I love oatmeal.
I do love oatmeal. So you're the nutritionist here. We'll talk about that in a second about oatmeal. I want to give one more shout out. So Nature's Plate, you can visit them at naturesplate.com, because they make it easy to eat healthy and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. And of course, Thorne Research, you have a high standard and so do we. So shop at our Thorne dispensary for 20% off and free shipping on every order. You can find our dispensary at oneliferadio.com/Thorne. Everything you need for everything you are. Right?
Love it.
I love it.
Sounds
okay,
good
so
to me.
Before we get started here, oatmeal, Jill, since you're the nutritionist, what's up with oatmeal? Come on, tell us some good things about oatmeal. I know it's got 6 grams of protein in a half a cup.
Okay.
Okay.
I like oatmeal more for the fiber, especially okay. something in it called beta-glucan,
well,
which
there you
is
go.
A good
yeah,
food
that.
For the digestive tract and our immune system. But I think we should really think of oatmeal as one of the good carbs. You know, if we're going to categorize our foods into good and bad, which I don't really like to do, but the carbohydrates, we sometimes have to do that. Because of the fiber content per gram of carbohydrate, you're not going to get those blood sugar highs and lows. Like if you add toast with jelly mm-hmm. or cereal with milk and juice in the morning, it's a more stable fuel. And it'll keep you from crashing at your desk a couple hours after, depending on what you mix it with. And this is
apples?
Kind of the kicker.
Yeah.
So at my house, we do xylitol and walnuts on our and cinnamon on our oatmeal, which are all great for balancing blood sugar. And so, I mean, if I eat oatmeal, I'm not hungry for hours afterwards.
No, I know.
And if you eat a meal that's put together the right way from a macronutrient standpoint, you should not be getting hungry until three, four, even five hours after. If you are, there's something wrong with that meal or something else that's going on, and we'll talk
that's
more
great
about
advice,
that
actually.
When we get to our segment. But I love oatmeal. Don't buy the pre-sweetened, pre-flavored kind. Put your own like stevia or xylitol on it, maybe a few blueberries for your brain and more fiber. I love raw walnuts on it.
Ooh,
great
I do
source
too.
Of healthy fats and more fiber and more minerals. All of that stuff keeps you satiated, which means full, mm-hmm. so that you can get to work or school or to the gym and do what you need to do.
It gives you the power you need to get through the day.
And it helps you poop. So we need to be doing that.
We were on to something, and you guys just kind of killed my vibe because I eat oatmeal every day, but it is the prepackaged pre-seasoned.
Does it have little dinosaur flakes in it, too?
Yes. It's the Walmart brand.
Okay. Okay, so right away we need to correct that. You need to be eating yes. organic oatmeal. They even make it gluten-free if that's a problem for you. But, yeah, you need to be doing stuff like this.
I will try
This it. Was so satiating. I can't even tell you. And I got my apples and I love walnuts. I have it all mixed together. And it was delicious. Really, really delicious. But, you know, food is important. Food cravings, we're going to be talking about that. I've got Jill Lane in studio with me and DeJuan Bennett. Let me read you their bios so you know all the players. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a 3-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. And of course, DeJuan Bennett, he's been on the show now for a while. It's been so
yes.
great
thank you
to
guys
have
for
you part of the team.
Back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
People love you. They do. Both of you guys. You guys are great. So DeJuan Bennett is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. And DeJuan has 2 master's degrees, one in counseling and another in psychology. He is currently in the process of finishing up his PhD in clinical psychology. And he is the owner of Healthy Life Interventions Counseling in Oklahoma City, as well as his private practice, D. Bennett Counseling. Here in Big D. That goes for that's Dallas I'm
Dallas,
talking about.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so DeJuan believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master self-awareness and emotional control. You can find him at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. That's PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. Okay, how to influence a healthy lifestyle on our children. How do we do that, DeJuan?
So the first thing, it starts with choice, right? If you really are trying to influence someone or your children as a parent, you want to make sure that you're allowing your child to be empowered, to feel like they have choices. I think a lot of times when you think about parents, what they're trying to do, they're trying to dictate to the kids about what they should do. And kids are naturally rebellious against their parents.
So of course.
Even if it's something that the kid knows is good for them, just because their parents suggested it, they're going to go against it. So what you want to always do is to make sure that you're giving your kids choices in the matter. I always tell parents, think before you speak. And if you think about the word think, you think about that as an acronym. The T being think, the second, or the T being true, right? Make sure the information that you're giving your kid is true. Mm-hmm. You really want to make sure that you're not telling them anything that they can simply just Google and oh, my parents, it's invalidated forever because they lied to me about this subject. The next thing you want to make sure is make sure it's helpful. You want to talk to your kids about things that are actually going to help them. If you're giving them advice or you're trying to influence them in a way where they don't feel it's helpful for them, it's not going to stick and it's not going to encourage them to make them want to do anything. Then from there, you want to make sure it's inspiring because you want to build up your children. You don't want to tear them down. So a lot of times when we're telling kids what we don't want them to do, we're tearing them down. You shouldn't do this. Don't hang with those friends. Don't do that. And that's tearing down a sense of their pride and their self-esteem. And then when you think about the end, you want to make sure it's necessary. Mm-hmm. How many times do we have unnecessary conversations with our children about things that, you know, when we're talking about sex with our kids, we get into the point of talking about AIDS and a bunch of other things that 10-year-old, they just had a simple question about, hey, what is sex? So sometimes we go too far. And then the last thing is be kind, right? If you really want to influence your kids, be kind. Make sure that when you're talking with them, they understand that this comes from a good place, from a place of love and concern and care. And that allows your kids now to be willing to listen to you. And when you have the choices up there that you lay out for them, they're more likely to pick a choice that you've already predetermined the choices, right? That's mm-hmm. the manipulation part of it. But they're more likely to pick those choices because you went through those processes of making sure that you took into consideration what you were saying to them.
Well, this is a good question. I know every parent out there can relate. So what about when we fall short? As most, like I just said, like most of us do, it's part of parenting. Mm-hmm. We all fail from time to time. But how do we fix it with our kids when maybe we've lost our cool or do something that isn't the best influence?
So be willing to apologize. I think that's the thing. If you're trying to always make it seem like you're perfect to your children, then you're setting yourself up for failure because you want your child to see that you make mistakes too. But most importantly, how you overcome those mistakes or what do you do about those mistakes? And so when you make a mistake, be willing to apologize to your children. And most importantly, the younger they are, be willing to get down on eye level and look them in the eye and say, I am truly sorry. That was not my intent.
Well, you know, a friend of mine and I were speaking a couple of weeks ago about spanking. She had witnessed somebody spanking their child in public, and it really upset her. And so we had a discussion about spanking. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about corporal punishment and spanking a child?
So as someone who was raised in a home in which corporal punishment was utilized, I kind of have different views on it. For me, I can see how it can be very harmful because if you're spanking your kid and they view that as now they're wrong, but the person who loves me is constantly spanking me, then imagine how they feel when they get older. Mm-hmm. So now I'm in relationships and possibly because I'm engaged in a domestic violence relationship because my parents spanked me and they mm-hmm. love me. How can I not say my partner doesn't love me because they're hitting me?
Wow.
That can have a long-term detrimental effect. But I can see how for a lot of parents, they feel like the only way that my kid is going to understand me is if I spank him on the butt or I slap him on the hand. And now they're kind of understanding like, hey, sometimes things hurt. For me, I think that any punishment without a purpose or any punishment without a lesson associated with it is pointless.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just punish your kids just because you feel a certain type of way and you don't have any real reason or motivation or lesson associated with that punishment.
Wow. Interesting stuff. I'm enjoying this, aren't you, Jill? As a parent, I love listening to this kind of stuff because it is very encouraging. And a lot of us do, you know, make mistakes. What are you thinking?
No, I mean, I think modeling the behavior that you want represented in your home as a parent is your first job, period, end of story. I think we take apologizing as adults in my house very seriously. Mm-hmm. I apologize to my kids probably almost once a day for something.
Because yeah, I know, me too.
It just is real. But you have to be real and sincere about it because I want my kids, to your point, Dawn, mm-hmm. to know how to... that we all make mistakes and it's okay, but we have to learn to move forward. And on spanking, I think I think it depends. I think it's one of those things mm-hmm. where it could go either way. It depends on how often it's happening, when it's happening,
right.
why it's happening. And I just try not to always pass judgment on anybody else if mm-hmm. I see it happening, unless it looks, you know,
and
it's crossed the line and something looks really obviously out of place, but you know.
Yeah. And that's important when you talk about judgment. So what you learn with your children is judge the behaviors, not the person.
Yeah.
Right. So if your kid doesn't wake up for school and they miss the bus, don't tell them that they're a lazy bum. Say, hey, maybe you waking up for, you know, not on time for school or sleeping in is not a good thing. Judge the behavior, not the person.
I love that. Well, we're going to talk more about it. Everyone, stay tuned. I'm in studio today with Jill Lane and DeJuan Bennett. You'll be right back. We'll be right back. And you'll be right back, too, I guess, with us. You're listening to One Life Radio. Burn here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate. And let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense, but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu, so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's three convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself. This is happening.
Love it. Love that music. Thank you so much, Diamond Gray, on the controls in there, in the what do they call that? In the box, in the what?
The control room.
The control room.
In the control room.
He's in the booth.
In the booth.
In
yeah,
the booth.
I like
That's
that.
What I was thinking of, in the booth. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. You're listening to One Life Radio. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Dewan Bennett and Jill Lane. We were talking about how to influence a healthy lifestyle on our children with Dewan Bennett, and we're talking with Jill Lane about food cravings 101, what your food cravings are trying to tell you about your health. Okay, so how to influence a healthy lifestyle on our children. First of all, what do you define as a healthy lifestyle, both you, Jill, and Dewan, both of you?
Well, if you ask me, I'll say there is no such thing. There's no definition, because every one of us in this room would give a different definition. And so I actually don't like to use, and I try not to use the word healthy in my business, because no one knows what that means. What's a healthy lifestyle? You might say vegan. You might say paleo. You might say keto. Someone else might say getting outside every day in the sun. Mm-hmm. No one knows what that means. And so we can't expect our kids to even have a clue what that means. So I teach the parents in my business with student athletes to not say, do this because it's healthy, because they don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. It means zero to them. And quite honestly, the parent, no one else really knows what that means. We all have a different definition.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's kind of I don't like to frame things up in that way when you're working with a young person. And even some adults are very confused by that. So that's how I approach that word.
Okay.
We do things, we teach things to our children in particular, in a way that's meaningful to them. So I work mm-hmm. with athletes, and if they come to me to learn how to eat, it's to help them with the goals that they've articulated to me for their sport. They want to be faster. They want to be stronger. Something that's real to them in their life, because anything else outside of that is really meaningless based on their own psychology mm-hmm. and what they can grasp at that time.
Yeah. What do you say to that?
So for me, I always look at engaging in things that allow you to engaging in things that allow you to learn from situations that benefit you socially, mentally, relationships, etc. When I think about a healthy lifestyle or healthy decision making, I think of things that when you engage in, though, whether it's something that you actually that you get hurt from, like just say, for instance, a kid who was out playing football or something and he wasn't paying attention, he was running down the street. He hurt himself, right? Mm-hmm. Now, from that situation, he was able to learn to pay attention to his surroundings, mm-hmm. right, when playing. So to me, that's a healthy lifestyle, because he's engaging in experiences that allow him to learn, that benefits him in the long run.
Mm-hmm. My definition of healthy lifestyle for my children is pretty simple. A perfect balance of discipline and fun with Italian food.
It always comes back down to that, huh?
So, you know, we talk about cravings. So let's talk mm-hmm. about this. So food cravings really can be intense. I don't think I've gone a week without pizza my whole life.
And that's okay.
I'm with you.
Okay. So, and for some people, maybe not. They can be very, very disciplined when it comes to eating. I've had periods like that. I have. But give us the background on how they can be connected to, how it can, you know, be connected to our overall health.
Well, cravings are our body's smoke signal. So if there's a fire, there's smoke. Or they say the saying, where there's smoke, there's fire.
One of my favorite expressions.
Right. And so when you have a craving, it's your body trying to tell you something, either physically, spiritually, or emotionally. And it sounds like, oh, come on, like that's not big of a deal. But if you really start to pay attention to the next time you have a strong craving for something, and you really do an evaluation and connect to the dots, which we'll get into more in a minute, you can learn so much about yourself and really what it is that you need in that moment. It might not be a glass of wine or pizza or six donuts. It could be you need rest, you need water, you need exercise, mm-hmm. you need to actually eat a meal because you didn't eat yet today.
Yeah.
And so if you just take a moment before you indulge in that craving and just do a quick self-evaluation, you can learn so much about yourself and it will benefit your health. It's not about willpower. I think that's the biggest thing I want to get across, because willpower only lasts. I moved to Dallas really to work for a doctor who was with Dr. Phil, you know, the famous, mm-hmm. you know, psychologist or psychiatrist. I don't even know what his credentials are. And he taught that willpower, I think, only lasts like 5 to 10 seconds. And we only get a few variances of that throughout the day. And so if we think we're going to get through the day on willpower, which is what most diets, diets try to teach you to do, you're going to fail. So it's not about willpower. It's just about learning.
Yeah.
And listening.
And learning that whatever you a diet, it has to be something that's sustainable. Otherwise, it's like you said, it's never going to last.
It didn't work.
Yeah. That's another word I don't use in my business, because to me, a diet has a beginning and an ending, which means you're not going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to have lifestyle change. We want to have something that we are just living every day.
Well, so, you know, now that we know our body may be trying to send us a smoke signal, as you said, through our cravings, so how do we interpret them?
You know, it's really cool. So when you actually can connect what you're craving to what you might be missing or low in your body. So for instance, and I love that we get to talk about this with Dwan here, because this is like his area of expertise, more so than mine to a certain extent. So if you're dopamine is low and you're feeling stressed and wired and tired, You're going to crave certain things mm-hmm. like chocolate. You're mm-hmm. going to crave downers actually yeah. at night when you're really, when you need to like calm down. If you have low GABA, you're going to crave more carbohydrates and things that give you a little blip on the happiness scale when you have low serotonin.
Right.
And so, like I said, you just pay attention and what your cravings will lead you to, what it is you really need.
Yeah.
You might need to just get a good laugh on with a mm-hmm. girlfriend and get your serotonin boosted that way.
Right.
You might need sun for some more serotonin. You might need to actually eat some freaking protein because you don't have enough amino acids to make your own serotonin
yeah.
instead of six donuts.
I just got a signal from one of our listeners that said this sent me a telepathic message that said, what the hell is GABA?
Yeah, no, I love that you say that. So our body has two, I mean, our body is an amazing thing. That's why if we really pay attention to our cravings, we can do such good for ourselves. But GABA is one of the main calming neurotransmitters and serotonin is the other. Serotonin is kind of the one we hear so much about because of all the medications yes. that keep it around longer. This is the antidepressant drug world. But the drugs only help us keep the serotonin we make around longer. They don't help our body make more serotonin. And some people need more serotonin. And some people need more GABA. GABA is the thing that chills you out. So if you have an anxious personality, if things set you off, you're kind of always on edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just like right on the edge all the time, ready to just crack or snap.
Yeah.
And you have a hard time shutting your brain down at night, just stopping that freight train.
Yep.
That is a classic low GABA. Those people like the wine at night.
Right. Yep. But that's yep. me. So
I was not looking directly at you when I said that, but I may or may not have.
I saw it.
I love my wine at night. And you know what's funny? So
alcohol raises GABA levels,
well,
by the way,
go.
But then it disrupts sleep, as we've talked so much about. So you fall asleep, but then you wake up a bunch later because your liver or your blood sugar is all whacked out.
I found my GABA the other day.
Look at this.
My cats peed all over my supplements when I came home one night last week, and I was singing the cat song, I'm going to kill my effing cats. Calm me down.
Peed on your supplements?
It was a blessing in disguise.
Wow.
You found the GABA.
And I found my GABA. I was like, oh, my GABA.
I don't even know what to do with that story.
That was great.
It's a true story. But I was like, oh, there's my GABA. Because I had forgotten you told me about it about a month ago.
Clearly you're paying more attention to your supplements than your cats. It was like revenge.
So the cats found the GABA, actually.
Yeah.
I got my supplements all organized. So it's a perfect it's a good thing.
Hilarious.
Anyway, we've got greatness continuing on here. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Let's do it.
Who was asking about this?
About this at True Foods the other day, remember?
Oh, that's right.
And y'all were trying to sing that song.
I started doing the thing, and these guys looked at me like I was crazy.
They were like, don't do the thing. Yeah,
I couldn't tell which song she was trying to sing.
I'm terrible with stuff like that, but... Oh my gosh! What a great song. This song I think was popular when I first moved to Dallas.
Oh yeah.
Back in the late '80s.
I was gonna say '80s, early '90s, maybe.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Oh yeah.
Wow. I love music. Can't live without it. That's one thing I crave every single day,
for sure.
Jill Lane. For everyone out there just now joining us, you are listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I have Jill Lane and DeJuan Bennett in studio with me today. DeJuan Bennett is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience. And Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. You can find Jill on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions and DeJuan Bennett at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. We're talking about children today. We're talking about healthy lifestyles. We're talking about food cravings and all kinds of things about how food cravings tell you a lot about your health. So should we give into our cravings like I do all the time with pizza? I'm just like, hell with it. I want some pizza. I'm having some pizza. So am I bad for doing that?
No, I think
I do it a lot.
I think what we should do is what I mentioned before we went to break. We should learn from them. And then we should not place judgment on ourselves that we're good or bad for potentially, quote unquote, giving in to them. It's, you know, this thing that's in nutrition that it's either in the bad category or the good. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly tons of stuff we talk about, like MSG and stuff like that, that, you know, we're going to put in the bad category that make you have more food cravings, speaking of it. But we don't want... you know, judge the behavior, not the person.
Right.
That's
such
a great quote from the genius next to me. You learn from it. And you know what? This is what I tell I was in weight loss nutrition before I did sports nutrition. You choose. So if someone says, can I have a cheat day? Do I get one cheat meal? I go, no, there's no cheating anything. Because one, I don't like that word. I don't like the connotation. But you choose. So
I choose personally
to have pizza from time to time. And I make it the best darn pizza is. I'm not going to get any cheap crap if I'm going to choose something great.
I'm going to choose to have a cookie.
Or I'm going to choose to have ice cream. Because it's very empowering. And it changes the way you perceive yourself and food when you choose it.
Yeah. And you should have a good connection with it. So I have a very good connection with pizza. And every time I eat pizza, I always think of my dad and I smile. I mean, I did grow up Italian in New York with a family pizzeria, you know, across the street from our home, and pizza makes me really happy. It's a happy thing.
And that's the thing. I think that a lot of people get caught up in the judgment of others. So if it's the end of the week, it's Friday, you had a good week and you're ready to relax and you want to go out and get you a slice and a beer or something.
Yeah.
You know, you've earned that. You know, relax, have a little fun. Don't be afraid as adults to have fun because we're so afraid of being judged.
Yeah.
However, just make sure you're doing it in moderation and in a healthy way.
Yeah, I mean, I think just choose. Now, if you're choosing it, if your excuse is at every meal that you had too much chocolate, too much, is because I wanted to choose it, Jill. No. Don't use that as your excuse to totally fly off the wagon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. You are empowering yourself from time to time to choose whatever your thing would be. It could be pizza. It could be ice cream. It could be a nice glass of wine. You know, but have it in the right amount. Have it in the right environment. Have it for the right intentions. And then you just move on.
That's what I do every night.
For some people, in order to get through the week, they look forward to whatever that is.
Now, for some people, though, some of these cravings are real triggers for them. And so that's where you have to learn. Some people can't just have one or two slices of pizza. They eat three boxes. Some people can't just have one glass of wine. They drink three bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know something is a trigger for you, and you having one of it means you have way too much that then spills over into other negative health, emotional, spiritual, physical things, then that food needs to be temporarily off your list until we heal the underlying cause of why that's triggering you to misbehave or overeat or X, Y, or Z, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
So that's where you stop, you listen, you learn. It's just all learning. You know, that's, you just fall off the bike, you get back up again. You just keep going.
It depends upon how you do it. You know, often when I eat, I drink wine almost every single night. I'm going to say every single night, a glass or two of wine with dinner. But a lot of times, especially like if it's pizza or it's filling, I'll do the dishes and then I'll turn on my Sonos and my daughter, she goes in the back and does her thing, takes her bath and, you know, does all of her teenage stuff. And I dance. You know, I dance for a little while and just relax and get ready for bed and let that food digest and move my body. Mm-hmm. That's a healthy lifestyle, I feel. That's very, very healthy.
But Jill hit on a good point earlier. She talked about a modeling appropriate behaviors. You know, I had a client years ago that, you know, she had a weight problem and she was eating, you know, buckets of ice cream like every day while she was experiencing her depression. And we finally got down to the root of what was going on. Mm-hmm. Why was the ice cream a trigger? And it boiled down to when she was younger, she used to watch her mom cry and cry, and she would always deal with her depression while eating ice cream.
Eating
so
ice
for
cream.
Her, when she was depressed or she was having any type of any issues with her mood or anxiety or anything, she felt like she needed to have ice cream to make her feel better, and actually it was hurting her in other
how
areas.
How you do food in your house as a parent is extremely powerful for your kids. That is a prime example. How you do food in your house is a very powerful example for your kids. I teach in my business Fueling Champions, do not be the crazy kale mom and do not be the lazy slurpy dad. We cannot have extremes. We need to have some wiggle room in the middle. I've known plenty of kids who have extreme no sugar, no bad things in the house rules, and they go to birthday parties and they're so gluttonous.
Oh, yeah.
I feel my heart breaks for them because it's like crack to them. They've never had, they can't get enough. Is that healthy?
No.
We're talking about healthy. Is that what you want your kid to do, to be sneaking around doing this stuff behind your back because they don't know how to have small bits? But we want to teach healthy. I know I said this word, you know, is a tough definition, but we want to have some sort of a way where we can appropriately manage these things because we're going to need to do that as a lifestyle.
Right.
And one of the saddest things that was the biggest wake up call to me in my business is I was asked to come and teach a nutrition class to third graders. And I, at the beginning, asked them, what does healthy mean to you? Because again, we all have different definitions. And two little girls in third grade said, it's being on a diet because that's what my mom always does.
Oh, wow.
If that's not a wake up call to how you do food influences your children, it should be. Don't say you need to eat this because it's healthy. You just do it and let your kids watch you do it. And don't expect your kids to do something that you're not going to do.
Yeah.
If you want them to stop drinking soda, you need to stop drinking it. If you want them to start eating more vegetables, they need to see you eating vegetables. Shut your mouth. Don't talk to them about it. Do it.
Well, and you know, I brought home two bags of chips the other day. They were, I did.
Turning into confessional, what's happening right now.
I did, but they were avocado oil, and they were non-GMO, and they were good chips. And, and sometimes it's easier for me to just buy two bags than one, because sometimes some of the really, it's hard to find, like, the really good quality
ones.
Yes,
it is. Yes, it is.
It is. And so after I've put all that work into reading the label, I'll pick up two bags instead of one, so I have them for a couple of weeks or, like, a month, but and put them in the pantry. But, you know, you don't ever want to be that food Nazi. You never do as a parent, and you're absolutely right. All it does is push them in the other direction.
Then you're that food Nazi who's a hypocrite. You tell your kids, don't eat this, don't eat this.
Yeah.
But then you eat
it.
Right? So then, again, this all boils down to what are we trying to do to influence appropriate or healthy lifestyles. You want to make sure that, again, modeling is appropriate because kids learn more observationally than anything. They're going to learn more by what you're doing than what you say any day. So you want to make sure you're modeling those healthy, what we deem healthy lifestyles, appropriate behaviors for your children. And it all starts with the things that you're putting in your body because, you know, I have a son and he's five. If he sees me eat it, he wants it. And it doesn't matter what it is. I want what daddy wants. And so I have to make sure I'm eating things that it's okay for him to eat, especially since we always talk about his food allergies.
I was thinking of something funny. So Lexi was breastfeeding the other day and she was eating a taco and she passed the taco by her boob and little Jackson opened his mouth like, you know, he was
so
going to give the taco, fake it, fake out, you know. But anyway,
so
really funny stuff. Always great having you guys in studio. Jill Lane, thank you so much. Dewan Bennett, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Seems like it was longer today, but it wasn't.
I like it.
But a great conversation. And you know what? Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you only get one life. So get out there today and make the most of it.